Welcome back to Rose Tinted, the podcast where we talk life, growth, wellness, and so much more. I'm your host, Phoebe, and I'm so happy you're here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Rose Tinted. I'm so excited to be doing this, even though I definitely feel quite nervous. I look at these people who have these really successful podcasts I look up to so much, and I swear they can just talk so well. I mess up my words. I also, as like an asthma girlie, I cannot breathe, or maybe I just like talk really fast. But when I talk, I run out of breath. So I don't really know if a podcast is the best thing for me, but we're going to get over it. I think with a lot of heavy editing, we can get through this. I've also been ill for the last few days, so I don't really know what I'm thinking recording this today, especially as like first impressions are important, but it's fine. We're going to do this. It's going to be hopefully a fun episode. I'm literally sitting here speaking to myself, but I feel like I'm speaking to all of you, so it's okay. So one of my concerns about starting a podcast was, what am I going to talk about? And as soon as I started thinking that, honestly, just ideas were like flowing through my head. I was in the car. I always have my best ideas in the car, and I'm literally shouting at Siri to write a note with all of these ideas. But I really felt like for the first episode, I kind of didn't want to speak about one specific subject. Like, I think it's really hard to speak for a long time about one subject. And honestly, I love to talk, so it's going to be fine. But I just thought for the first episode, we could actually just talk about like a few different things, like what's going on in life, what's going on in my life, and just have a little chat and catch up and get you all up to speed, basically. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to speak to you all about is influencer drama. And I'm not going to sit here and be talking about the specific drama, because that's kind of my point, that I hate that. I don't know about any of you, but I started like watching YouTube. I used to watch like Makeup Geek and Juicy Star. I used to love that kind of era of social media, and it was so unproblematic. It was just girls having fun and boys having fun doing makeup. It was just like, it was a good time. Everything was fun and light and just happy. And I think as social media has literally exploded with like Instagram, TikTok, like it's such a big thing now. And honestly, I love it. Like, I am such a social media fan. I was actually saying to my friend the other day, I was like, I completely understand why people have like time away from their phone or try not to go on social media or have like limits for their social media apps. I don't find, or for a very long time, don't find social media like a negative place. Like, I don't feel like I go on social media and feel sad, but I do think that's because I have so carefully created my algorithms where I'm only seeing what I want to see. So I find social media a really positive place. However, saying that, even if you have like the most perfectly curated algorithm for exactly what you want, you are still going to see those very viral videos. And a lot of them at the moment are people who don't like an influencer and just trying to cancel them. And I saw someone saying the other day how cancel culture does not work because people are getting cancelled for literally nothing. I wish this was an exaggeration when I say this, but it's not. I have seen people be cancelled or have worse reactions to someone saying that they saw them at an event and they weren't very nice, to people that have literal like racist or homophobic like tweets are obviously them, and though they haven't been cancelled as badly as someone who didn't smile at someone when they walked past. Like, it's crazy. And you think when people actually do these wrong things that they're going to get cancelled, but they're not, because everyone gets cancelled, everyone comes back from it, and it's just like, it's crazy. I think people are so desperate to tear each other down. They see someone doing well, they're so desperate to tear each other down, and they know that people love the tea and the drama, that they will bring up things from 15 years ago, or they will say, oh, they'll make like a TikTok talking about a random influencer who they're not saying their name, but they were really rude to them at an event, and they don't say their name, but everyone's guessing in the comments and they're not saying no, and then they go get cancelled. And it's like, you don't know that story. That is not enough to completely cancel someone. Like, yes, if you found out someone is like doing like awful, awful things, that's different. But because someone didn't smile, or maybe you just didn't really get on that well, that's not a reason to cancel someone or to send those people so much hate. I really feel like we've got to a point with social media where we're really struggling just to have any kind of compassion or empathy, because I think as soon as it comes to an influencer, and I am not an influencer, by the way, like I am like a viewer, so this isn't me trying to be like, guys, be nice to influencers, like I'm one, like please be nice to us, like no, honestly, like everyone deserves kindness. And I think as soon as someone's an influencer, people just feel like that gives them the right to be horrible and leave horrible comments. And someone will question it and they'll say, well, they're online, what did they expect? And it's like, well, would it be so crazy to expect people to be nice? Is that like just an absolutely ridiculous thing to want or think? Like, yeah, maybe they didn't think people would be mean. Maybe they thought just them showing like a day in their life would not upset anyone, but something will always upset someone. And this definitely isn't drama, and I kind of want to like acknowledge something without saying what it is, because this person has not spoken about it publicly. And it's that when people are even going through the worst times of their lives, like we see a lot of influencers are lifestyle influencers, and we get to know them really well through their content, and they share so much of their lives with us that we are actually going to see like the worst times of their lives. And sometimes it really is the unthinkable, which is what is going on right now. And if you know what I'm talking about, then you're going, like, you know, I just like, I don't even want to say it. Like, I just feel like, cause they haven't spoken about it, like it's not anyone else's place to even talk about it. But just the fact that these people, even in this time, are receiving hate is like beyond me. Like, what has happened to us that people can really see someone going through literally, in my opinion, the worst thing that anyone could ever go through and send them hate? It's just, it's really, really awful. And I just think we could really do better. I want to move on from this. I feel like that was like all a bit negative, and I'm now thinking, wait, like I really love to talk about positivity and good things. I'm like, why have I just started with that? But it was on my mind, and I just wanted to talk about something that just was on my mind. I feel like if I was forcing something else, it's going to make this first podcast a whole lot harder. So let's move on. So something that I personally am really going through right now is a lot of stress. And I know I'm so fortunate to say this, but I am not someone who experiences a lot of stress in their life. And that is kind of two reasons. One is because I am very lucky that I don't have many things in my life that cause me stress. But I also, a lot of the time, handle stress very well. However, right now I'm moving house. We are selling our house in East Sussex and moving 5 hours away to Cornwall. And let me just tell you, when people say that moving house is one of the most stressful things you can do, they are not wrong. And honestly, for me, and I feel like a lot of people get stressed about the amount of stuff you have to do when you move house, I don't care. I welcome that. I welcome things moving forward, having things to do. What I hate is like the waiting game. Like, we're having a couple of issues with our buyer. Fingers crossed, it's no big issue. But just the waiting around and receiving nothing, like no emails, nothing to do, just waiting. Like, that is what is causing me so much stress. And there's kind of like two branches of this subject that I want to talk about. So we'll talk about stress, as we're already kind of talking about it. And even though I do feel stressed, I also know really how to kind of get back to my normal self. Something I find so helpful when I feel stressed, and I know this seems scary, because I learned about law of attraction and manifestation maybe like 6 years ago now. And I think like the the message that it really gives is think positively and positive things will come, which is great. And I think it really has its place. But for such a long time, I was so scared to think anything negatively. And like, it would be like, I would go through something and I would be like, it's okay. Like, I'm happy, I'm positive, and like just push stuff down. So it's not like, I think that is not like a blanket statement. It's great sometimes. And now I've kind of grown and understood like manifestation, law of attraction a little bit better. I feel like I am able to have negative thoughts for good reason. I'm not like just sitting there hating myself, hating life, but like I can think something that's not really positive and not feel scared. And for me, something that helps so much is if there's a situation I feel stressed about, I know this sounds scary, but think about the worst possible outcome. Like, obviously we can think about the best and we will think about that too, but think about like the worst outcome. So for me, moving house, someone pulls out, we lose everything. I know if that actually happened, I would be absolutely devastated. But in my mind, I'm almost like, okay, worst thing happens, then what? And then I think about it. I really let myself go to that place and think, well, what would I do? And I think about it and I'll be like, okay, well, the house would go back on the market. Maybe we'd still be able to get that house, or maybe we'd lose that one and we'd find another one. And then I think, and you know, it's always that happened for a reason, because I always go back to that. And I think, again, everything happens for a reason is definitely only good advice for some situations. Like when people think that's an appropriate thing to say, when someone's like died or got really ill, like no, no, no. But in situations like this, everything happens for a reason and everything happens in perfect timing is so something that I really rely on, believe in, trust. But not only does it let me remind myself of that, it also, like, let's say it, worst case scenario, it did happen, at least then I'm not like so panicked, like, oh my god, what do I do? Like, I've already kind of thought about it, I've already kind of like accepted that. Because I think sometimes when you won't even think about worst case scenario, if it actually happens, like that's when you have like a full-on breakdown, because you are just like, what am I going to do? But if you actually just allow yourself like a few moments to take yourself to that place and resolve the issue, so then if it did happen, and I'm sure it won't, but if it did, then at least you're not going to feel like, you're still going to feel bad. You're not going to be like, okay, cool. Like, you're still going to feel bad, but at least you will feel some kind of like, I know this is so shit, this is not what I want, but at least you kind of know where you're going and you know what you're going to do. And at some point you're going to be really stressed, you're going to be really sad, you're going to have that time, but then I feel like you will get so much quicker to the place of understanding if you have let yourself go there before. And I would just really remind myself that anything I thought I've wanted in my life, like when it hasn't worked out, like if I think back about things I wanted so badly when they haven't worked out, I've always been so happy that they didn't in the end, because something better has come up, or I realized it wasn't what I wanted. So I really, really believe in that. However, a lot of the time, worst case scenario does not happen. And a lot of the time, the best case scenario happens. And I will also let myself go there. I will let myself feel excited, because why ruin the whole time thinking, well, what if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't happen? You're allowed to also be like, but what if it does? And let yourself be excited, because you know what? I always used to say, like, I don't want to get excited because then I'd be even more disappointed if it didn't happen. But that's not a good way to think. You've got to think, being excited is a really nice feeling. Give yourself that. Let yourself be excited. Yes, it may not happen, but yes, it might. Did that make sense? Yes, it might. I don't know. But you get what I'm saying. Allow yourself to be excited. Don't always think about it badly. Just prepare for every situation and make sure you prepare for the best possible outcome just as much as you would for the worst. I also feel when I'm stressed, like I can really feel that I'm tired and I have an aura ring, and every morning my readiness is not as good as it used to be. Like, it's not awful, but it's nowhere near where it used to be, and I feel like I have a lot less motivation for things like the gym. I'm always someone who has loved the gym and go to the gym multiple times a week, and I've really lost interest in that recently. And I know it's because my brain is so consumed, and instead of thinking, oh, I'm being lazy and I don't deserve to eat nice food today because I didn't go to the gym. Like, I'm not judging myself. Like, I will take myself to the gym, and if I hate it and want to go, I won't go. Or if I really don't want to go, I won't go. I'll just go for a walk. Stress can really do some crazy things to our body. We have to look after ourselves. Don't ever feel guilty for taking a day off or putting yourself first or missing something. If you really feel like you cannot do something, don't force yourself. Be kind to yourself. Listen to yourself. It's almost like I think when people think, or when people feel stressed, their mental well-being and their health is just put right to the back. And of course, because you have a stressful situation, it is consuming your whole brain. But if you can just allow yourself just that understanding and be like, okay, I know I don't want to do that because I'm stressed. And it's just kind of that acknowledgement of like, okay, like that's fine. You don't have to do it. And it kind of takes the stress away of that thing, but also in a weird way, it kind of makes me think like, oh, okay, actually, maybe I do want to go to the gym. Like, maybe it was just the thought of having something else I had to do, which made me not want to do it. But now I've given myself like permission to not have to do it. I'm kind of like, oh, maybe that will actually be nice to do. Not always. Sometimes I want to lay in bed, but sometimes that happens also. And the other kind of branch off of me moving that I wanted to talk about is, like I said, we're moving 5 hours away, which I know some people, like especially in like America and stuff, when people move, like they'll move states and like you have to get on a plane to go there. But here in the UK, not so much. I think you might get a plane to Scotland from where I live, but that's about it. So I know like a 5 hour car journey doesn't seem that far away. However, I have always lived really close to all of my friends and all of my family, and it's really scary because I don't actually think any of my other close friends have moved away. So I'm really like the first person to do it out of my friendship group and family. So it feels very kind of scary because there's no one that I can speak to be like, yes, do it. You'll love it. Everyone's kind of like, are you sure you want to do that? Like, you're not going to know anyone. You're not going to have any friends. Like, what are you doing? They say all of this in the nicest way possible, by the way, but like everyone is like, what are you doing? Both me and my boyfriend just felt so strongly that Cornwall was the place for us. We currently live in the town that he grew up in, which is about 40 minutes from where I grew up, so very close. And we just felt like there was nothing here for us anymore. Like, yes, of course, family and friends, and I'm not trying to minimize that, but you can't stay somewhere for your friends and family, because one, they may move. Like, imagine staying somewhere and then everyone moves away, and you wanted to do that, but now you feel it's too late. It's never too late, by the way, but you get what I mean. And I don't know if any of you have ever felt this, but when you go somewhere and you feel so strongly that it's home, and not like it's not just it's a beautiful place, like we've all been to beautiful places and thought, wow, this is lovely, and thought it was like the most beautiful place you've ever been, but it doesn't necessarily feel like home. It's different when you actually go somewhere and you're like, wow, I'm actually like, I'm meant to be here, like this is where I want to start a family or grow old, get married, anything like that. Like, you really so strongly feel such a connection to a place, and not everyone's going to feel that, and that's okay. I'm so lucky that both me and my boyfriend felt that. I just think when you know, you know. And so many people said to us, like, why don't you just rent there? Because what if you don't like it? Which is honestly good advice. And some people are like, why don't you just get like an Airbnb for a month and see how you feel? I think they're good ideas. I'm not saying don't do that. Like, that is a potential thing for some of you to do if you're not sure. However, we so felt like if we'd done anything like that, we would never feel like we needed to feel like it was permanent. We needed to buy a house because, one, we've always wanted to own a house and not rent just because that's something we feel like is better for us. And it just is something we always wanted to own a house. So we just felt so much like if we'd done anything else, we needed to fully do it. We needed to fully take ourselves out of our comfort zone. And yes, like, of course, we both have times where we're like, oh my God, what are we doing? And I find that late at night, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I don't want to move. I love this house. But then I wake up in the morning so excited, and I'm just like, it's hard to think about things at night, and it's hard to feel like strong, I guess, at night. But you really just have to do things in your life that feel so scary. When people say take yourself out of your comfort zone, I was like, yeah, I do that. And then I was like, well, what do I do to take myself out of my comfort zone? And honestly, it is the things where you are out of your comfort zone, where you genuinely do feel so good about it, feel so, what is the word? There is a word for this, and I cannot think about it or think of it. Okay, that word has completely gone from my mind, but I think you all get what I'm saying. Like, let's take ourselves out of our comfort zones, fully do something. Don't do something like half. Fully go into it. And if you don't like it, in a couple of years, like, you can change it, or a couple of months, whatever it is. Like, it may not work out. And both of me and my boyfriend have already said this. It may not work out, but I would so much rather try and fail than never try at all. Because my biggest fear is being like 95 in the nursing home, looking back at my life and thinking about all of the things I wish I had done. And I'm sure there's going to be things I wish I had done anyway. So if I can just take a few things off the list, that would be great. And I know if I didn't move to Cornwall, I would honestly regret that forever. So if there is something that you have been thinking about doing, somewhere you want to move, just anything that you've so strongly feel like you want to do but you're scared, please let this be your sign to do it, or even just start looking into how you could do it. Because it's so easy to think, oh, I can't do that, if you're not open to it. But I promise you, if you want something that much, you will be able to get there. You will find a way. If you will just allow yourself, give yourself permission to actually want to do that, you will find a way. I promise you. And it may not be right now. It may not be in 2 years, 5 years. But if that is what you truly want and what is truly meant for you, you will get there. Okay, I think I'm like done, but honestly, can I say I'm proud of myself? Yes, I definitely can, because I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to stop talking so many times. I've definitely taken a couple of like breather breaks. I've told you, I'm an asthma girl, but honestly, I feel like that was so easy. I mean, I do a lot of TikTok, so I'm used to just sitting in a room, feeling like I'm talking to someone, even though sometimes I do think about, like, imagine if there's someone in my house watching me, how embarrassing that would be. Well, not embarrassing, I'd be absolutely terrified if there was a random person in my house. Now I'm like looking around me. It's kind of dark back there. Anyway, but I don't know. If you do social media, if you do anything like this, you know, once you kind of get into a conversation, it just flows. And I would actually love, sorry, this is what I mean, I won't stop talking. So I'm almost done. I would love to have a podcast with someone else, but I just don't really have anyone in my life that really does anything like social media or has any kind of interest. All of my friends are like literally the kindest people and all do some kind of like care work, as in like care for people. So like nurses, look after children, like they are just literal angels. And I'm over here on a podcast, so I don't think they would want to do that. But maybe when I'm in Cornwall, I'll meet a friend and then we can have like a double host podcast, because that would be so fun. I just think it's really fun to have conversations with people, but for now it's just me, and I'm sure I can talk enough for 2, 3, 4, 5 people. So if you listen this far, thank you, and really thank you. Like, that makes me so happy that you would get this far listening to me, and I just appreciate that more than anything else. I'm going to be uploading new episodes every wait, I haven't decided. I don't know. I'll write it in the show notes. I would love to hear your thoughts on anything we've talked about, so make sure you leave a comment. Let me know what you thought about anything we've discussed today. I hope you all have the best day, afternoon, evening, whatever time it is that you're listening to this, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.